you know full well that you do not use Daniel chapter 2 to illustrate the complete story on the kingdoms of Bible prophecy. Daniel chapter 2 is the thumbnail sketch of Bible prophecy, some call it. Some call it the skeleton of Bible prophecy. But in Daniel chapter 2, you're not going to find the papacy illustrated as you find the papacy illustrated in the kingdoms of Bible prophecy, as you do in Daniel chapter 7, Daniel chapter 8, Daniel chapter 11. We need to take these prophecies and align them correctly on top of one another, and they build information. So some of us, when it comes to the information on the close of probation that has been left us, we take and we want to just take the description of right when Michael's standing up, the door is closed, probation is ended for all mankind, and say, well, there it is, that's the whole story. But we know better. The Bible says that when we study, we should study line upon line, precept upon precept. And when it comes to lines, Sister White says the same line of prophecy that's in the book of Daniel is taken up in Revelation. We're talking about prophetic lines. And what takes place at the end of the world, the waymarks that we understand, the latter rain, the loud cry, the Sunday law, the seven last plagues, when Michael stands up, when the 11th hour workers come in under the loud cry, all these prophetic waymarks are describing the end of the world, and it's our responsibility to line them up together correctly. And those of us who have been placing all these issues right when Michael stands up and human probation closes have not taken all the other information there is about the progressive nature of the judgment. Selected Messages, Book 2, page 406. We want to understand the time in which we live. We do not half understand it. We do not half take it in. My heart trembles in me when I think of what a foe we have to meet and how poorly we are prepared to meet him. The trials of the children of Israel and their attitude just before the first coming of Christ have been presented before me again and again to illustrate the position of the people of God in their experience before the second coming of Christ, how the enemy sought every occasion to take control of the minds of the Jews, and today he is seeking to blind the minds of God's servants that they may not be able to discern the precious truth. Brothers and sisters, we are going to parallel the Millerite movement of the 1844 time period. That was the fulfillment of the parable of the ten virgins. It's going to be fulfilled again. And the Millerite movement were the people that brought the judgment hour.